We saw the serpent Balis eating our brother Tarul. You should never have enlisted the evil one's aid.
Corvus was bewildered at this turn of events.
Yaka! Where did you see this thing happen, Flang?
The senior raven's tone was loaded with accusation.
In the ditch outside of the Red House. None of the Earthcrawlers could have killed Tarul. He was daring and brave. Only Balis could have done the deed. The monster will kill and eat anything that moves. No beast can rid us of him.
The news, totally unexpected, momentarily stunned Corvus. It was Frang who snapped him back to reality by stating boldly,
"Hiya! 'Twas not a wise thing, sending for Balis. You should not have done it."
Corvus was in such a rage that he hopped about, clacking his beak against the tree trunk.
"Harak, harak! I am the great Stone White. No beast tells me what to do. I give the orders."
Frang moved back to stand with the other three ravens. Facing up to Corvus, he grated flatly,
"Yagar! Then you did the wrong thing. We are all in danger from the poison fanged one."
The tyrant chieftain stood glaring at him, holding his silence whilst trying to seek a reply. Frang and three raven whites stared back at him, unafraid. The realization of his position struck Corvus Skerr. He was the biggest and strongest of all carrion, but they were 4-1. He was outside of his underground realm, with no mystique surrounding him, no sulphurous clouds or snake crowning his head, no pounding drums and prostrate reptiles awaiting his every word. Turning, he strode off in a haughty manner, cawing dismissively.
"Look! I will think on your rebellious words. You will wait on my decision."
"Hiya! Then make it soon. We will not wait around to be slain by Balis."
Corvus did not turn, aware that it was Frang who had spoken. The great Doomwight knew he had been challenged. In a short space of time, he had three new troubles. First, Sicaris, and a hostile manner, which he could not fathom. Next came his own raven whites and their ultimatum to leave him. And finally, the biggest problem of all, the blind monster Balis, and the pact he had thoughtlessly made with him. Corvus flew inside, through the horrific cave, with its sulphur-laden atmosphere, boiling lake, and dripping walls. Insects scuttled through the heaps of rotting offal and yellowing bones. Winging over the eyeless monolith of the Doomwight, he glided into the inner chamber. There, in the cooler dimness, he landed by the deep pool. Purposely, Corvus alighted close to Sicaris, hunching himself, so the smooth snake could climb up and coil around his brow. She slithered away from him, coiling further around the edge of the pool. Attempting to make conversation, the tyrant nodded at the watery depths.
"Has my wells been fed?"
Sicaris replied indolently,
"A fat old toad, just as he ordered."
Puffing out his chest plumage, the big raven swaggered to the rim, staring down into the water.
"Ha! And did he tell ye any secrets that I should hear?"
The snake stretched, then coiled loosely as though she was about to take a nap.
"Wells had words for you."
She paused, adding almost mockingly,
"Oh, mighty one."
On the high wooded hillside, the dark beast stopped toiling at some tough ancient hornbeam roots. The mysterious creature watched the whites quarrelling with Corvus Skerr. Leaving the others still perched in the downy birch, Corvus strutted back into his caves. Wielding the double-bladed sword, the dark beast went back to work on the tree roots, glad that Corvus had not been injured or slain by his own creatures. The fate of the Doomwhite chieftain would be decided not by any beard. It was reserved for only one, the Dark Watcher.